It's Wednesday, the 12th of March. When is the Ides of March again? I can't remember. No matter. An absolutely gorgeous morning again. Sun already well up in the sky and further over to the east each morning. Daylight, I think, before about half five in the morning now, daylight coming through. I know because I woke up that day. There's been another sore frost though, ground frost. In fact, the shrubs, big laurel bush, which is about 10, 12 foot high. No, it's bigger than that actually. The leaves are drooped with the frost. So the hardy geraniums that were shooting up at a volcanic rate have hugged themselves back into the ground a wee bit. But it's gorgeous. And I can see gossamer threads everywhere. Beautiful sunshine. Cold though, of course. Cold with that ground frost overnight. Heavier frost than yesterday morning. But if we get another nice day, I'll take it every day. Except in the summer, of course, when I want it to be nice and warm when I come out this time. Beginning to get that body clock alarm now with the daylight, which is great because I was ready to get out of bed this morning well before 7, about 6:30. I woke again and I think it was just sheerly the body clock recognising that the room was light and time to get up. I remember looking at the alarm, well, the time on the phone, thinking I could get up now, I feel ready to get up. But I'd only awaken my wife, and that wouldn't have been fair. So I lay there and mulled over so many thoughts. Mulled? I don't know. Are you mulling over thoughts if they're rippling through your head at a rate of knots? I don't think so. Hello, Mr. Rocky. How are you? He's just a few feet from my nose. Cocky wee buggers they are. Ah, dear Lord. This is what we've been waiting on for a long while. A wee break. Even if we get a few days of this time of year, it's going to be good. It's going to be such a pleasure. And everybody, like yesterday in our travels, everybody was just so upbeat and cheery and nice to each other. Great for a bit of sunshine can do. But it's true though, it's true. I remember when we first came here, and that will be 23 years, I think, this year. And I used to sit out in that back doorstep, just 12 feet away from me. I used to sit in that back doorstep, and many's a morning, with my cereal. In fact, the weather was so good, that it was bran flakes and cold milk rather than porridge, hot porridge. And I sat on that back doorstep many a morning. Can't remember the last time I sat on that doorstep. Well, at that time of the morning at least. Last year sometime, because we had a nice summer, but it wasn't very often. Maybe we'll get a rooster this year. And we'll all be going about in our summer gear and being cheery and nice to each other. And we say, what a wonderful morning. Oh yes, another wonderful morning. How are you? Instead of the usual, God, this weather's terrible. It's so depressing. How about the thought, you know, the weather's rotten, but it's good to be alive, you know. It's good to be able to say good morning to you, even if I'm moaning about the weather, I'm still alive. How about that attitude? Positivity. At least you are alive and can make decisions in your day and can do things and go about. Or even just mull over your thoughts. One day we won't be here and we'll be saying, oh, if only I was so glad to be alive each morning. You know, it's hard to do at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. whenever you get up in the morning. I know guys like Rich, Fireman Rich, are up from, well, I don't know, up with the moon, I think. And it's hard at that time to think, oh, it's so good to be alive. But realistically it is, isn't it? One day I won't be standing here or somewhere in the morning and pouring out my thoughts and feelings. But while I am doing it, I'm so, so glad that I'm alive to do it. I'm so appreciative of my life. So appreciative of the nature that's around me, whether it's sunshine or rain or the birds or the plants and the trees. Just everything. And it's not just a cold but bright sunny morning that's making me think that way. It's the right way to think. Can't do it all the time. Sometimes we're down, we're out, we're in a dark place, or at least a dull place. And we can't think that way, but when I get the chance and when you break out of that, that's how I feel. Should take some stock from the birds, or if you like any other creature on earth. They don't have time and they don't think about moaning and moping about in the morning. Just get on with it, get on with life and do what they have to do and be busy about it. We're just creatures on this earth, just the same as them. Be glad of every moment we have alive.